A good erev Rosh Hashanah, my friends. Today is day 30, breath and honey. I speak about two very important Rosh Hashanah ideas in this chapter, in today's recording. The first has to do with the shofar. Why do we say the words Hayom Harat Olam? Today is the birthday of the world. Hayom Ya'amid Bamishpat. Right after we hear the shofar blown, we say today is the birthday of mankind. This is the day that Adam came into the world. Adam and Eve, the first people to walk this earth, were created, we believe, on Rosh Hashanah. But what does that have to do with the shofar? Why do we say that? Why do we make a reference to Adam and Eve's creation right after we blow the shofar? What does the use of our breath to blow a ram's horn have to do with the creation of humanity? So I quoted the 18th century great rabbinic figure of Yonasan Eibishitz. He was a great, great master of Torah, and he said that the significance of the shofar goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden. Because the Torah tells us that when God created man out of the dust of the ground, Vayipach ba'apav nishmat chayim, he breathed into his nostrils the spirit of life, and man became a nefesh chaya, a living being. And so ultimately it was God's breath that transformed man from a lifeless form into a spiritual entity. And so on Rosh Hashanah, which is really the day that we commemorate the creation of mankind, and how did God create mankind? With his breath. We therefore observe the one mitzvah that requires us to use our breath to create something, and that's the shofar. We use our breath to create sounds from the shofar. The shofar is the ultimate reminder, therefore, of our ability to mimic God, to be creative. And that's something to think about, that we are creative beings. What does it mean? What have we created in the last year, and how are we going to use our breath and our feet and our arms and our eyes? How are we going to direct the beautiful gifts of our bodies, that our creation, our very existence, the gift of life, towards creating things in the world? God is a creator, and he created us with a capacity to create. And he gave us a mitzvah on this day of Rosh Hashanah to remind us that just like God created us with breath, we are given a mitzvah to use to create something with breath, and that's the sounds of the shofar. But really, the larger issue is, what are we going to do with it? And how are we going to make our lives greater and other people's lives greater, and the world a better place because we are using our own creative capacities? The second idea is the very simple tradition of dipping the apple in the honey. Because the Hebrew word for honey is davash, dalad vet shin. And the gematria, the numerical equivalent of the word davash, is the same as av harachamim, the phrase which means, O Father of Compassion. It's a prayer that we say every Shabbat. So dipping the apple in the honey really is supposed to symbolize more than just a wish for a sweet year. We're basically invoking God's compassion, because honey is sweetness. And we're turning to Hashem and we're saying that no matter how sophisticated or advanced we moderns have become, we're still simple mortals in need of Hashem's love and his compassion, his mercy, and his av harachamim. And that's one of the great themes of the day, of approaching Hashem. That's the mindset that Hashem is the king, we are his humble servants. And as we go, my friends, into Rosh Hashanah, let's think about this. Let's reflect a little on what good we've created in the last year, the good relationships, the good connection between ourselves and Hashem, and how we can improve on that in the coming year. What new beautiful creation can we take responsibility for in the new year? What new mitzvah, what new relationship? And ask Hashem for compassion, because we know at the end of the day that if Hashem judges us strictly as a king, then we would never be able to stand before Hashem. It's only because of the sweetness represented by the apples and the honey that we come before Kadosh Baruch Hu and we say, Av Harachamim, O Father of Compassion, have mercy. You created us to bring and to reveal your name in this world. I probably didn't do nearly as good of a job as I could, but give me a chance, because I think I can do better in the coming year. And that's a chus. Hashem should bless us all with a ksiva v'chasima tova. Should be a good gebench diyar, a happy and healthy, blessed year for you and your families. And also in the zechus of tuning in every day and listening to these chats and learning more Torah and growing from this, it should be a zechus for all of us to have a sweet new year to come. Shana tova, my friends.